Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're taking a plain DJ-style intro and turning it into something that feels alive, controlled, and ready for the dance floor using macro controls in Ableton Live 12. In drum and bass, the intro is not just a waiting room. It's the handoff zone. It's where a DJ can mix in cleanly, where the crowd locks to the grid, and where your track starts building identity before the drop even lands. So instead of leaving a loop running for too long, we're going to stretch that intro in a way that still feels musical, focused, and performance-ready. The goal is simple, a mixable intro that evolves over time. It should start stripped back, open in a controlled way, keep the drums and bass readable, and give the listener a clear sense that the track is moving somewhere. Not louder, not misser, just more intentional. Start with a basic 8-bar intro loop. Keep it DJ-friendly. That means kick, snare, hats or a break top, and maybe one atmosphere or texture layer. Leave the full sub out for now, or keep it very reduced. You want enough rhythm for DJ to beatmatch, but enough space that the drop still feels like a payoff. Why this works in D&B is pretty simple. DJs need a stable grid and a clear backbeat. If the intro is too busy too early, you lose mixability and you also weaken the contrast when the drop arrives. So keep it clean first. Make the foundation solid before you decorate it. Once the loop is in place, group the intro elements and create one control surface with macros. In Ableton Live 12, that might mean an audio effect rack on your intro group, or rack-style processing on compatible elements. The point is to shape the whole intro from one place, instead of automating a dozen separate lanes and losing sight of the bigger picture. A really strong beginner setup is just 3 to 5 macros. For example, one macro for intro filter open, one for atmosphere level, one for drum width, one for reverb tail, and maybe one for bass hint level. Keep it simple. You are not trying to control everything at once. You're building one playable intro shape you can reuse and tweak fast. The first big move is the filter curve. Put an auto filter on your atmosphere or on the intro group, then automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Start closed, somewhere around the low hundreds of hertz, and open it gradually toward the higher frequencies by the end of the phrase. Keep resonance low or moderate so it doesn't whistle or feel cheesy. What to listen for here is whether the opening feels like a reveal instead of a sudden brightness jump. You want the intro to open up emotionally without suddenly exploding. Also, listen to the snare. It still needs to punch through. If the top end starts getting harsh, stop the sweep early. You do not need every frequency fully exposed before the drop. Next, add one texture chain for tension. Not clutter. This could be vinyl noise, a field recording, a resampled ambience layer, or a simple noise hit. Process it lightly with a Q8 to cut the low end, then use auto filter to move the brightness over time. Add a little reverb if needed, or a touch of saturator if you want it grittier. The key here is that the texture supports the intro instead of fighting it. If the low mid range gets muddy, it will blur the kick and snare fast. So be ruthless with cleanup. Cut the mod, lower the level, and keep the atmosphere working in the background. In darker D&B, a lot of the power comes from what you leave out. Now shape the drums so the intro evolves every 2 or 4 bars. Don't let the pattern sit exactly the same the whole way through. Add a hat, remove a hat, change a ghost note, thin the break top for a couple of bars, or drop in a small percussion accent before a phrase change. Even tiny shifts make a huge difference. What to listen for is whether the intro still feels alive if you mute the texture. If it dies completely, the drums are probably too static. On the other hand, if the intro feels crowded without the texture, then the drums are probably doing too much and need simplifying. The sweet spot is a groove that stays readable while still stepping forward in small phrases. Now bring in a bass tease, but not a full bass line. This is important. For a beginner D&B intro, you just want a hint of bass energy. A filtered reese, a low drone, or a single bass note appearing near the end is enough. Run it through a macro that controls cutoff, level, distortion drive, or width. If it's a mid-layer, a useful stock chain is saturator for harmonics, auto filter to keep it hidden at first, utility to manage width, and EQA to trim any unwanted low end or harshness. Keep the sub under control. The bass tease should raise anticipation, not announce the drop too early. What to listen for is whether the bass tease makes the drop feel closer. If yes, great. If it starts stealing attention from the snare pattern, it's too loud or too full range, lower it, filter it more, or bring it in later. In D&B, that little hint should feel like pressure building, not the full reveal. At this point, you can choose the flavor you want. If you want a cleaner DJ intro, keep the drums tight, Use subtle texture movement and open the energy mostly with filtering and level. That works beautifully for rollers and minimal, mix-focused tracks. If you want something dirtier and more menacing, add a little more saturation, a darker reshadow, and let the macro open the presence a bit more aggressively. Both approaches work. The right one depends on how hard you want the drop to hit. Another really important point is that stretching the intro is not just about automation, it's about arrangement logic. If the intro feels too short, don't just draw a longer filter sweep. Give the section a shape. For example, the first 8 bars can be the stripped back mix and zone, the next 4 can introduce a little more movement, and the final 4 can bring in the bass tease or reverse swell to point toward the drop. That's what makes it feel like a real part of the song instead of a placeholder. You're creating a path. The listener should feel the intro changing purpose as it goes. Before you call it done, check it against the full track context. Pull in the drop drums, the bass line, or at least the snare and sub from the main section. This is where a lot of intros fall apart. They sound cool alone, but they either steal too much energy from the drop or leave too much empty space. Ask yourself a few honest questions. Does the intro leave enough contrast for the drop to slam? Is the kick and snare feel similar enough that the mix point makes sense? Does the bass tease stop before the drop, or does it blur into it? If the answer is no, back off the macro range a little. In DNB, the intro should set up the payoff, not consume it. And here is a really useful coach note. If your intro is starting to feel overdesigned, flatten it temporarily. Mute the macro movement and check whether the core loop still works. If the loop is weak, no amount of automation is going to save it. Build the foundation first, then make it move. A good final gesture before the drop is often simple. Pull the bass tease away for half a bar. Let the atmosphere drop out. Add a short snare lift, a reverse hit, or a tiny filter push. That negative space can hit harder than another big effect. Sometimes the most powerful move is subtraction. If you want a quick creative challenge, build a 16-bar intro using only stock Ableton devices, no more than 4 or 5 tracks, and exactly 3 macros. Keep the sub mostly out until the last 4 bars. Make sure something changes every 4 bars. You should end up with drums, 1 atmospheric layer, 1 bass tease or harmonic shadow, and a clear final transition into the drop. As you work, think in 4 bar blocks. Ask yourself whether bar 5 feels like a new sentence or just the same sentence with a filter moved a little. That mindset helps you avoid loop jail and keeps the arrangement feeling intentional. So here's the recap. A stretch DJ intro in DNB works when it stays mixable but gains energy in controlled stages. Use macros to shape tone, space, and level without overcomplicating the session. Keep the low end disciplined. Let the drums evolve in small phrase-based changes. Add a bass tease only when it supports the drop, and always leave enough room for the main section to feel like the real payoff. If you do that right, the intro won't feel static. It'll feel dark, purposeful, and ready for a club mix. Clean, tense, and moving forward. That's the vibe. Now go build the 16-bar version. Try the challenge, and listen for that moment where the intro stops being a loop and starts feeling like a journey.